KORN News Radio Sports, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby has taken an indefinite leave of absence to enter a residential treatment program for a gambling addiction, the school announced on Monday. Texas Tech said it's supporting Sorsby's recovery and offered no timetable for his return or clarity on his availability for the upcoming season. Sorsby's a 22-year-old transfer who previously had stops at Indiana and Cincinnati, was one of the most high-profile additions in the transfer portal after signing a multi-million dollar deal to join Texas Tech for his final college season. According to ESPN, citing unidentified sources, Sorsby apparently placed thousands of online bets in various sports through a gambling app, including wagers on Indiana football games during his freshman season in 2022. NCAA rules prohibit athletes from betting on their own sport, as the case is under investigation. LIV Golf expected to postpone its scheduled June tournament in New Orleans as the Breakaway Golf League continues to face uncertainty over long-term funding. The event was scheduled for June 25th through the 28th, will be moved from its current slot, with the official announcement expected later today. Sources said that LIV Golf is working with Louisiana officials on possible rescheduling options later in the year, potentially in the fall, as organizers look to avoid extreme summer heat, course maintenance concerns, and scheduling conflicts with other major global sporting events. The decision comes as LIV Golf continues to navigate financial uncertainty after reports that the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund has scaled back its commitment to fully finance the league beyond this season. Major League Baseball last night, the Boston Red Sox have won a season-high 3 straight. Ranger Suarez would throw 8 shutout innings, allowed one hit last night as the Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-0. The San Diego Padres, they beat the Chicago Cubs 9-7. San Diego's Ty France with 4 RBIs had a double and a triple last night. Padres have won 17 of their past 21 games. They're 18-5 this month. Their closer, though, Mason Miller, finally gave up a run, gave up 2 in the ninth. That ends his team-best scoreless streak at 34 and two-thirds innings. The St. Louis Cardinals would rally to beat Pittsburgh 4-2 after breaking up a perfect game bid in the seventh inning. For the Cardinals, Jose Fermin would hit a tie-breaking 2-run double. Aaron Judge and Ben Wright said the first back-to-back home runs for the Yankees this season. Jazz Chisholm Jr. also went deep as the Yankees beat the Texas Rangers 4-2. Aaron Judge now tied for the Major League lead with 11 home runs. The Dodgers' Kyle Tucker would single in the tying and go-ahead runs with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth as L.A. defeats the Miami Marlins 5-4. Chicago's Minnetaka Murakami hit a 3-run home run in the 7th inning as the White Sox beat the L.A. Angels 8-7. White Sox, they're now 6-4 in their past 10 games. And the Tampa Bay Rays, they've now won 5 straight, so they defeated Cleveland 3-2. NBA playoffs continue tonight as the Boston Celtics hold a 3-1 series lead over Philadelphia. That series back in Boston, 6 p.m. tonight on ESPN. New York Knicks host the Atlanta Hawks. That series tied at 2 games apiece, 7 p.m. the tip-off on NBC. And the San Antonio Spurs, they can move on to the second round with a win tonight over Portland as they host the Trailblazers. That'll be at 8:30 on NBC. And the Dallas Stars host the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's a 7 p.m. start on ESPN2. The Wild and Stars are tied at 2 games apiece. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.